simple.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, get ready, Greenville. It's the Battle of the Bands. Your boy is coming. Watch out there now. Good morning, everybody.
And joining J. Anthony Brown in our Los Angeles studios this Thursday.
As it is.
It's Sherry Shepherd.
Thursday. Hey, family. I'll be at El Floridita this Friday going salsa dancing if you want to join me. Good morning.
Just a girl's night out or a date? Or
it's a girl's night out. I'm going salsa dancing.
Oh, yeah?
Move your hips. Yeah.
Come on, baby.
Tom?
Oh, yeah.
Put the gang together.
Anybody wants to come salsing with me? Come on.
Where?
I'm excited.
Where are you going?
It's called El Floridita in Hollywood.
El Floridita.
All right.
Floridita.
Floridita.
Yeah. I'm trying to get into my new L.A. life as a single woman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm having a good time.
And at the salsa dancing, you get Latin men?
It's Latin men. All kinds of men. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Primarily, it's Latin men. And you could look like a couch, but a Latin man will make you feel like
they
you, Beyonce.
They get their hug on out here, don't they?
They get their hug on.
They don't care how big their woman
You can look like a...
You can see them at the bus stop. They get player. They
make
get their hug
so
on out here.
When they were delivering the furniture to my house, and the guy was like, you got to come make me dinner, you know? And I said, my husband will be here. He was like, you don't got no husband.
You got
to make me some dinner.
I say one plate, I say one pot, and I say one bag of chips. There's no husband.
I don't see no ring. That
and
means once, I can get in, yeah.
And Sherry, one side of the bed.
And I say one side of the bed that stays made up. You're telling me you have a husband?
You got no husband.
Don't try to tell me that. No, you don't.
One indentation on that bed.
And then he says, bring it in, hug it up, huh?
Well, your husband must be named Tax Return, because that's all I see all of
that. That's it. And they say it's so smooth. Now, where you want this? Where you want this mattress, huh?
I'm here to tell you, player, no disrespect to the fine and out of shape, but they love their fine, out of shape women out here.
They just just make you feel... like a woman.
You can see him at the bus stop, player. They all hugged up.
And they make you feel
bussing and bumps. They get it in.
They bust men love bumps. Their thick.
Player, they bust bumps at the bus stop. You can see them. Like, this explains why there's so many Latin people.
God.
Because they're nice and loving.
They're exactly. And they make you feel like a woman. They love their thick, which I love about Latin men. So I'm going to get my salsa on with men who appreciate the thick.
You don't got no husband.
You
go.
Don't got no husband. Aww. It's only one spot on that bed.
I see one spoon, one fork, and one knife. Waste the husband now. You don't have one.
You all eat out of the same plate. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's all they need to know.
Yeah, okay.
That's...
All right. Be careful now. Be
watch
careful.
Out here.
Yeah, sure. Or at least learn how to say prenup in Spanish.
I know. How do you say? Como se dice prenup? Have no money. No money, no husband.
Yeah, because you know. And you know, you'll get married on him.
And you also managed to. You don't have a problem finding a man in California.
No,
you really don't.
She'll do fine. She'll do fine.
You really.
Yes, sir.
No, Sherry doesn't have a problem finding
a man
in California.
Well, that's right.
I'm going to leave California alone.
She got two exes.
Just have some fun.
Right there in California.
Just fun.
So,
no husband.
Exactly.
Just
have fun.
Fun,
hey,
girl.
Family, I want you to meet my husband.
You remember J-Lo married a waiter.
Yeah.
That's okay. Right.
Now I'm just going to salsa. That's it. And I'm coming home and going to bed.
Okay.
By myself on my
famous
one indentation.
Okay.
Famous last words.
Jeffrey is your new Mr. Daddy.
Senior Papa.
How is Jeffrey? How is Jeffrey doing? With the move and everything. How's he doing?
He's great. He's starting a new school. He's excited. He's around his family.
Yeah.
I am.
What about his girlfriend?
He wants a super hot. He said, "Mommy,
what happened? What happened back in what happened back in New Jersey?
When he had to leave? Out of mind.
Yeah. Well, that little girl, because I told you he came home crying. No, he came home crying because she said she just wanted to be friends. And he said, "Mommy, what is wrong with you?"
Put him in the friend zone.
Yeah.
Well, you know, every kid has to, especially little boy, has to go through friend zone time. So he gets his early.
Broken.
Yeah, but he'll be all right.
I mean, snot flying and running. But I was glad.
Look at us. Look at this. We've been in the friend
zone for so long.
Friend zone.
There's really no hope for it once you get in the friend zone. But
once you hit the friend zone,
yeah,
man.
Once you hit it, it's pretty much a done deal.
So that's why he had his mama move out of the of the city.
Yeah, we gotta leave
from one coast to the next.
Maybe he can find a nice young Latina.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
They like the hood.
He wants some super hot. My son, I done created a monster.
He wants. He said a super hot girlfriend.
All right.
Yeah, in his little school. I said, I don't know in a little uniform. I don't know Jeffrey, but.
Oh,
hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll
the uniform will do
he's
it, too.
With girls.
It's out here. It's right here.
Oh, gosh. Oh, right. Everybody's good, so it's a
good.
Great Thursday.
That's good.
I'm telling
good.
You.
I gotta give a shout-out to my daughter who just started school again. 17 years teaching.
God bless her.
Thank you.
Has it been 17?
It's been 17.
17. Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations to her. And a shout-out to Norfolk State University. I put my niece in college. So
really?
Sophomore year.
Yeah?
I just got back from Norfolk State. Yes.
Okay. How'd she do her first year?
First year, she did great. She just told me she wants to be a high school math teacher because she wants to unlock math for kids the way her teachers did. Yes. So,
did she party hard her freshman year?
If she did, I better not know it.
Okay.
Well, how about that?
The
South Side auntie
know
don't want to know about that.
Yeah, because auntie's paying. You don't have time to party
on
auntie's
paycheck.
You got time
to party on my money. Uh-uh.
Not on my money.
What about the freshman 15?
That is so not necessary.
I'm not going to answer.
What is that?
15 pounds you put on when you're a freshman.
Yeah, because you know what? At Norfolk, they got a Chick-fil-A. And every time she says she's.
They call it the freshman 15.
Like, oh, really? So the first year.
Yeah,
the first year in college. You should.
That wasn't necessary. That really wasn't necessary.
She likes Chick-fil-A.
He's just putting it out there.
No, he's not. No, he's being messy. He's being messy.
Yeah, the same thing in trade school, but it was the first semester, 25.
First semester.
Slaving over that hot sewing machine.
Trade school is known as
trade school 25.
Trade school
the first 25. Semester, 25.
Five.
All right, Sherry. Well, good, good. And when do you start work on your new show?
I start work on Trial and Error next week with John Lithgow. So we start shooting. NBC, I'm excited.
All right.
First table read is next week.
First table read, August 23rd. Wow. First table read. So it's all good.
Good.
Come marry one of the crew. It'll be all right. Marry somebody,
one of the cameramen.
Somebody in craft services.
if his name is not Lithgow, leave him alone.
Yes,
thank you.
You know,
leave it alone.
She's weak right now. You know?
I'm not weak. No, I'm good. I'm having several seats.
All right.
Good.